You've established action steps in the workbook for finding a coach. You insist that we set a date for finding a coach, and you suggest that it's not just about picking the first one who shows up, that there's the process to get the right one. Can you talk about that a little bit?
There is. I suggest interviewing coaches. Of course, you have to find one in the first place, which by itself can be a little difficult. But we have lots of resources, the internet, we have friends who have coaches, we have mentors who might recommend a coach. Then we need to interview that coach. And I have a particular philosophy about what should happen in that interview that is perhaps different than what you might think. Most people, when they go to interview an attorney or other advisor, they're looking for answers. And so when they have this first discussion with, let's say, a new attorney, they're asking them questions saying, well, tell me how you'd answer this. What I would suggest is that if that attorney is going ahead and answering those questions, probably the wrong person for you. Because with a simple question from you, unless they've asked you a lot of questions to clarify what you're looking for, then chances are, while the answer may be technically correct, it may not be appropriate for your situation. So when we're interviewing a coach or any other advisor, not only are you asking questions, but you're looking for what questions are they asking you.
Ah, okay.
It's like when you go into a restaurant. When you go into a restaurant, ideally, the first thing the waiter asks is, what would you like? Not, here's what's on the menu, and I suggest this. I'd much rather have a waiter said, would you like fries or fruit with your salad? That's what's available. Than one who just says, here, this is what you're going to have. This is, you know,
sure,
one size fits all.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of questions are you looking out for in this encounter?